Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Physics Phone Call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. It's great to be back with each and every one of you. As always, thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Kisavo, the 19th day of the month of Elul. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yosef Weinstock of the Young Israel of Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale in Hollywood, Florida, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Weinstock slowly reciting our four daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholem and Achena. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weinstock.
Thank you very much. This Saturday night, Motzei Shabbat, Ashkenazim begin reciting Slichot, which ushers in a very palpable way, the high holiday season with Rosh Hashanah, please God, 5782, beginning a week from Monday night. Rosh Hashanah commemorates the sixth day of creation, when humankind was created, and the purpose of God's world came to fruition. The Talmud in Masechet Sanhedrin gives an hour-by-hour account of what occurred on that first Rosh Hashanah. During the first 3 hours of the day, says the Talmud, Adam's physical body was fashioned. In the fourth hour, he received his soul. In the fifth hour, he stood erect for the first time. And in the sixth hour, he named all of the animals. In the seventh, Adam was paired with Eve. And in the eighth hour, Eve both conceived and gave birth to their first children. Things moved fast on that first day. In the ninth hour, Adam was commanded not to eat from the tree of knowledge. And already in the tenth hour, he sinned by eating from it. During the 11th hour, Adam was judged by God, and in the 12th and final hour of the day, of first day of his life, Adam was punished, Adam and Eve were punished, and banished from the Garden of Eden. Now, the idea that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin, Judgment Day, we see has existed since that very first Rosh Hashanah. Not only was humankind created on Rosh Hashanah, but so was the notion of sin and divine judgment. Adam and Eve's punishment was multifaceted and included banishment from the Garden of Eden. However, there's more to the story of that first Rosh Hashanah. Because on that day, Hashem exercised judicial discretion in the form of rachamim, compassion. You see, God had compassion on Adam and utilized restraint when sentencing Adam and Eve. The question is why. So the Rav of Soloveitchik explained that Adam and Eve were saved because of their potential for greatness. Although their past actions required improvement, it was their potential for goodness and greatness in the future that justified Adam and Eve's continued existence. Therefore, emerges that Rosh Hashanah commemorates the first time that our potential was utilized for our forgiveness and our redemption. And on Rosh Hashanah, you will notice that in none of the liturgy do we talk about sin. We don't recite vidui, the confession, like we do on Yom Kippur. Rather, we declare to Hashem, to God, and to ourselves, that we, in fact, have potential for greatness. Before we reflect on our actions and consider areas on which we may be able to improve, we must be convinced that we are capable of improving. and that we are in fact worth the effort that goes into the endeavor. The prerequisite for teshuvah, repentance during these days of repentance, is that we do not give up on ourselves. We rather emphasize and remind ourselves of the greatness that lays potentially within each of us. On Rosh Hashanah, our task is to make the necessary preparations for teshuvah. Each of us must appreciate our self-worth and our tremendous potential. In the process of proclaiming God as King, which we do throughout the Rosh Hashanah liturgy, we are also, in effect, proclaiming that as servants of the King of Kings, we are valuable. We are worth the effort necessary for teshuvah and self-improvement. We are worthy of receiving the blessings that Hashem, that God has ready for us in the upcoming year. I'll now recite the chapters of Tehillim, beginning with chapter 20, Tehillim, Perek Chaf. L'Natzeach Mizmor L'David. Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezracha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka. Yizkor Kol Minchot Secha V'Olascha Yidash Nesela. Yitein Lecha Kelvavecha V'Chol Atzascha Yimalei. Niranenav Yishua Secha U'V'Shem Eloheinu Nigdol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalo Secha. Ataya daiti, ki Yoshia Adonai Meshicho, Yaneu Mishmei Kacho, Bigvuros Yesha Yemino. Eila Varecha ve'eila Vasusim, Vanachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. Hema Karu ve'nafalu, Vanachnu Kamnu ve'nisodad. Adonai Yoshia, Hamelech Yaneinu, B'yom Koreinu. Tehillim Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor David, Adonai Roi, Lo Echsar. Binos Deshe, Yar Bitzeni, Amei, Minuchos, Yina Aleni. Nafshi Yeshovev, Yancheni, B'magle Tzedek, Leman Shemo. Gam Ki Elech, Begei Tzalmades, Lo Ira Ra, Ki Ata Yimadi, Shiftecha, Umishantecha, Hema Yinachamuni. Taroch lefanai shulchan neged sorerai, tishanta v'shemen roshi, kosi revaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni, kol yimei chayai, v'shafti b'veis Adonai, v'yorech yomim. Tehillim, Parakuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir l'malos, Esainai El Haharim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shamayim Varetz. Al Yitain Amot Raglacha Al Yanum Shomracha. Hine Lo Yanum Velo Yishan Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomracha Adonai Tzilcha Al Yad Yiminecha. Yomam Hashemesh Lo Yakeka V'Yareach Balayla. Adonai Yishmarcha Mikora Yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeitzcha uvoecha me'ata v'yad olam. And lastly, Tehillim, chapter Kuflamid 130. Shir hamalos mimamakim karasicha Adonai. Adonai shima b'koli tiyena aznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmor ya Adonai mi yamod. Ki imcha aslicha leman tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kivsa nafshi v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai achesed v'harbe imofidus, v'hu yifteh es Yisrael mikol avonosav. The Mishaberach for Cholim, the prayer for those who are ill. Mi Shaberach Avosenu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Vimosinu Sarah Rivka Rachav Laya Hu Yivarech Virape S. Bavur Shanachnu Mispaulim Bavuram Bishadeh Kadosh Parachu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lahachlimam Ulraposam Ulahachatikam Ulahayosam Bishlach Lahem Meira Rufua Shlema Min Hashamayim Lachol Evarehem Ulchol Gidehem Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael Rufua Zanetash Rufua Zaguf Hashta Bagala Uvizman Kariv Venomar Amen. And we end with Achenu. Achenu, Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanasunim Batsara Vashivya, Omdim Bein Bayam Uvein Bayabasha, Hamakom Yerachem Aleihem, Vyotiyem Mitzara Lirvacha, Umeafela Liora, Umishibud Ligula, Hashta Bagala Uvizman Kariv, Venomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinstock. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah, for all of those in need will be answered with tova for good, and all of our tefillot, all of our prayers be answered with tova for good. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, restful, meaningful, and safe Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.